how did the state come to get these USDA dollars, and then how did it come to use them to study the market for Christmas trees in the first state?
The Department of Agriculture, for a very long time, has put out grants to different agricultural organizations so that they can promote research for certain crops that are grown. For many years, a crop was defined as an agricultural product that was planted and harvested in 1 year. Now, obviously, for Christmas trees, since as a crop, it requires about 8 to 10 years from the time a tree is planted until the time it is harvested, our organization was not able to participate in any of those grant solicitations. About 10 years ago, the Department of Ag and National Department decided that there were a number of what they called specialty crops. And those were crops that were planted and grown, but not harvested within a period of 1 year. So at that point, Christmas trees became a specialty crop. And shortly thereafter, the National Department of Ag put out solicitations for grants that would promote specialty crops. And I think the first grant that we as an organization responded to was like in 2008, something like that. And we've done three up to this point. And this particular grant that we are were working on began in 2016 and was concluded in 2018. So it was a three-year grant. And we were looking at the relationship, if any, between farm revenues, that's Christmas tree farms, their revenues, and the type of advertising that we did.
So then during the study, though, that three-year study, you saw a decline in the number of farms participating, correct?
We did, yes. When we started the study in 2016, we had 30 member farms. And this year, we are down to 12 member farms. So our numbers have gone down considerably for a number of reasons.
So that would certainly affect the data, but can you speak to why there are fewer people selling Christmas trees in Delaware?
I sure can. As a group, most of the growers tend to get into growing Christmas trees as a retirement project. So the, quote, the youngest ones in our group are probably in their 40s and 50s. And so since our crops take so long to mature, by the time you get into your 70s and 80s, you usually work your way out of the business. And so we have had quite a few members over the last few years who retired or who moved for whatever reason, and that's been the effect. With regard to the data, obviously having 30 members give you information on their sales from year to year would be a whole lot more stable statistically than having 12 member farms give you results. And so what we decided is that the results of our, you know, farm revenues can only really be taken as an indicator of, you know, what is today. We can't, you know, seek out any additional growers because there aren't any. So we're just going with whatever information we feel we can derive logically.
And there's probably not much to derive being at such a small data pool. Is there, what can you derive from it?
Well, what we found is that there were a number of things that affected our sales. One of them is the weather. Okay, so for example, last year in 2018, we had 5 weekends, sales weekends, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, since the day after Thanksgiving is usually the first day that growers will open for sales for the season. And so we were very optimistic and thought, this is going to be terrific, 5 weekends. Well, in Delaware, 2 of those weekends were rained out. So actually, instead of 5, we actually had 3. So that's one element that definitely affects a farmer's revenues. The other thing that we found was that the supply that the grower had was also variable. So, for example, new growers, those who had fields that had not been harvested in any way before, so they had a very large supply of trees, they had an upgoing trend to their sales. You know, they had increasing sales over the 3-year period that we studied. Those growers who had fields that had been, you know, partially harvested, they had more inconsistent sales. So that being said, we looked at the data and, you know, tried to see if it made sense. Basically, when we put all the data together and looked at the composite results, what we found is that the group's sales actually reflected most accurately the U.S. GDP for the fourth quarter of the year. What that means is that when our economy in the United States in the last quarter of the fiscal of the year was more vibrant, then our sales were higher. And the year that it was the lowest, which happened to be on 2018, our sales were the lowest. So the GDP is pretty much in tune with the group's sales.
Well, that certainly makes sense. How are things going this year with a strong economy? And although you do have a shorter time between Thanksgiving and Christmas, how have sales been at Turning Point Farms?
Right. Well, we've really had pretty good sales. I would think, as compared with last year, I think we're doing a little bit better. So, you know, hopefully if the weather holds up for this last weekend, that will be the way it is. We'll just have to see, you know, what nature gives us. But I've spoken to other growers, and I think basically they're saying the same thing. Some more so than others, but pretty much the ones that I spoke to were enthusiastic about the season. And I have to say, you know, there's also another element from a grower's perspective. All of us are really the type of people who love to see children and families come to our farms and to just really have a good time. Many of us have families come, you know, they've come for years. We've watched the children grow. You know, we've seen them go from little kids to adolescents and some of them even into adulthood. So it's a pleasure for us, not just the revenues, but it's a pleasure for us to see everyone and to welcome them to our farms.